This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. He was on my show back in June of this year. We're talking no other than Strikeforce Technologies, Inc. You can find him on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol SFOR. And with us today is the chairman and CEO of the company, going to bring us up to date, up to speed, Mr. Mark Kay. Mark, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, sir. It's a pleasure to be on it. Thanks for having me.
You know, your flagship project is the Keystroke, but one thing I wanted to ask you about and ask you to come back on the show today was about the patent lawsuit status on the Protect ID. Where are we at on that?
Yeah, well, Protect ID, we're doing very well. It's moving very well. We have some great new products. Businesses are going to be closing in October and November. The hotel deal is looking excellent. It just takes forever, and I mean forever, but we're getting very close to that. And we have a major deal, another major deal that I can't talk about the name, but it'll be closing, and it's definitely a huge deal, one of the biggest ones we've ever been doing.
So you can't bring us up to speed on the lawsuit on the patent?
The lawsuit I can talk about, absolutely. There's not much to talk about. Obviously, we're going back and forth with the Supreme Court. We've appealed it. We've written a response to the appeal. And now it's just up to the judges of the Supreme Court of what to do. Well, we feel that, you know, there are other things going on with the courts as well. From Congress is appealing them, and they're talking to them. And we feel that the laws will change. Maybe we hope it's in time, because we only have so much time to appeal this case, but we think and feel that it's going to be pretty close, and we expect to have a good chance of getting us through and making a lot of money off it. But we will see, and it's up to the judges now. We should have a response late September, early October.
Well, let's change gears. Let's talk about your new exciting product that you're bringing out to the marketplace. I believe it's called Secure eTravel, and you're trying to get that in for hotels. And what it does, and correct me if I'm wrong, it gives protection for all devices that people walk into their hotel room and start opening up their laptops and their iPhones and start using it. Is that correct?
That's correct. And we're dealing with a couple of different hotels at this point now. First, we're dealing with only one. It could hit a major chain, and it could go very well. A lot of hotels are seeing the opportunity. We have a lot of resellers out there seeing their opportunities to hit other people. It's going to be worldwide, not just in New York. We feel there's another huge opportunity going on overseas, and they're all very close to going out and getting going. When exactly will they hit? One never knows, but it's getting real close. And again, we don't make that much money off one initially, but if it hits a big, big chain, then it obviously we have a huge opportunity. And what happens is if somebody goes into a hotel, signs up for the Wi-Fi, is told, you know, for a dollar or so a day, we don't know how much everyone will be, they can get a protected Wi-Fi. You know, typically their companies pay for it, so they don't really care that much. And typically they expect it to be at least 50-60% sold. So we see a huge opportunity on that one, and hopefully they'll close real soon.
Revenues for 2019, you release in your 10Q. I believe they finished up for the first two quarters at around $308,000 for the year. That being said, what is your building blocks going forward and the deals that might come to fruition here in October due to those numbers?
Well, that's a great question. By the way, after the first two quarters, it was $430,000 something in that ballpark. $309,000 was only the second quarter. So we expect to come close, if not hitting $1 million this year, which would be a nice number to occur. Obviously, you know, that is based on one of the prior deals that we expect to get done. It's still not done. It is in final process right now. It might be hitting real soon. And don't forget, a lot of those users paid for it already. That's where we got the revenues from. But there is a million or so more. And we see a lot of lot of those getting done. Keep in mind, whenever a deal is done, all the contracts are done, as I've said before, but once a deal is actually done and they tested it out and ready to go, it takes a couple of months for us to get the monies from them. But as soon as this deal gets done and any other deals we have going on, which we have, again, some other larger ones happening at the same time, in October, November, we expect to be putting out PRs, explaining them in more detail and giving names of what we can and we expect to get. So these are the big ones we've been waiting for a long time and working very hard towards developing. And we see some huge numbers coming up towards the end of the year, which sounds unreal, but it's real. And we just can't say when because we don't know when. It's as honest as all that.
With a market cap around just a tad bit under $5 million with a possible run rate of $1 million in revenue, what do you want my listeners to take away from this interview?
Well, I mean, we've said a lot of times, we said we're expecting some real big deals in the near future, and they haven't come up yet. And I understand that's frustrating and tough to expect, but these deals are ready to go. We're talking daily now to these companies. They are very, very ripe, and they will be very large. So the good news is the numbers have grown, will probably hold and or continue to grow toward the end of the year, definitely into next year. And I think we're starting to make a big difference, and we'll eventually make enough not to have to borrow additional money, which would be phenomenal. And that's why I'm still around. You know, this is exciting, very exciting, very real. And this has been a very hot summer for us. So, and not just the heat either.
My guest today is Mark Kay. He's the CEO and chairman of Strikeforce Technologies. You can find him on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol SFOR. Mark, I want to thank you for stopping by and coming on the show today. It's always a pleasure to have you on here. I wish you nothing but continued success.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.